Okay. So let's try to figure this out, right? I was doing the Sugya and it just got more and more fun. Like, we have to do a Chabura on it. Because the more I did it, the more fun it got. So let's go.
Any Sugya that starts off with a Shacharit is obviously
good. Oh, yeah. So it's not the first actual Mukher. It's the first one that I actually can put on the thing. Right? Of course, we have the Minhag. Just make sure. We have a month. Right? Back up a little bit. Lunar cycle is. Everyone back up. There you go. Right? Lunar cycle is 29 and a half days, approximately. And which means we alternate between having 29 day months and 30 day months, right? Used to be doing it with a basin. Now we have a cheshbon placed in advance. We know in advance. We have a whole system of which months are which. Some of them are a little more flexible, right? We have a 2 day Rosh Chodesh. The way we do it, the minhag we're familiar with is that when it's a 29 day month, then the first day of the month is Rosh Chodesh, which seemingly is the only day on a Daraisa level it should be Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the month. And when it's a 30-day month, day 30 and day 1 are both Rosh Chodesh. So we got to figure out why do we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh in a longer month, why do we have only 1 day in a short month, and we have to figure out exactly when this minhag started a little bit. That's what we're going to focus on. Okay, so first, classic answer. I'm not familiar with any answers and why this would be. Yeah, why do we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh?
This man, Shahaya Beis HaMikdash, they had problems with knowing when the Tamid, knowing what shir to say with the Karbanos.
Yeah.
So they said, let's pretend it's Rosh Chodesh, and then maybe the Edom will come, and then if they don't come,
all day, the Edom could come. So that whole day 30, the only day that's really up in the air was day 30. And if the Edom come that day, it's Rosh Chodesh. If not, the next day is Rosh Chodesh. So that whole day, it's sort of Rosh Chodesh a little bit. So we kind of, maybe it's a zecher of that, right? Same what we have, right? The Yisod Olam Rosh, this is Sefer, written by, right? You found it, right? I found it in the library, it's in the rare book room. And they took my ID and maybe sit in like a special chair for like someone ripped the book, like it's a really old copy of it they have.
They don't have a normal copy of the Yisod Olam?
I don't think so. That's what I can find in the library.
Is it readable?
What?
Is it readable?
It was pretty readable. Yeah, but like I have notes on it. Point is, he writes, I mean, that's the classic answer that you think. He says it's a Suffolk. Yeah. He's in Suffolk. And just like second day of Yontif, right? We do 2 days of Yontif, Misafik, right? We have second day of Pesach and second day of Sukkot and all these things in Gullus. So too, just like second day of Rosh Hashanah, even in Israel, because it was on that day, there was no time for everyone to know.
Oh, wow.
So too, Rosh Chodesh also, it's a Zecher for that day, the whole day, they were saying, maybe it's Chodesh, maybe it's Chodesh.
Is it Safik or is it Zecher for the Safik? Is it Takana?
Well, today we don't have a Safik. So today, we're doing a Zecher for that Safik.
It's the original Sfeika D'Yom.
What?
It's the original Sfeika D'Yom.
It's like Sfeika D'Yom, right?
It's like a
so, but why not, when it's a shorter month, then that day is Rosh Chodesh. Day 1 is Rosh Chodesh, meaning day 30 is also day 1 of the next month, 29 day month. So day 2, they didn't have a Sfeik in the Mikdash, so we don't need to keep that Sfeik. Right? Just like Rosh Hashanah, they had the Sfeik even in the Mikdash, right?
Yeah.
Similar thing. Okay, fine. That's his reason, right? Fine. So that explains why only in a Malay.
Yeah. Where is Sidur Olam?
It's in somewhere in Shaar Dalid. I was looking for it today exactly, but I couldn't find an online version of it. I did not find it. I forgot exactly where. I couldn't find the actual source. But I saw it. I had it in my notes as it being there. I didn't write down where it's from. But this is the classic answer. I think it's Shitas Rashi also, which is what we get to. Rashi never says it outright. That's the reason why we treat it as Rosh Chodesh. It's just because of the Suffolk. Because we used to be in the Zubuk, so we remember that Suffolk by keeping a second day, by keeping 2 days even today. Right? We'll see other shortam hint to it, but no one says it outright. The Rambam might be saying it outright, but whatever, we'll see that. We'll see the Rambam in a second. Okay. First, the opinion that's saying it's definitely not a Suffolk is the Shud of Rid, which is quoted a lot. The Rid is asked why we have 2 days for Chodesh. Right? And he says, well, why 2 days in a long month, why only one in the short month? And he says, it's because, as mentioned, a lunar cycle is 29 and a half days. So if you have a 30-day month, really, day 30, in the middle of the day, should be Rosh Chodesh. Right? It should already be Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. But the point is, right, the middle of the day should be Rosh Chodesh. Of course, it's not Rosh Chodesh the next day. The next day is day one of the month. We'll start counting for all the days of that month. All the holidays that happen the next month will count from the next day. But since that day, really, it's really the new cycle of the moon in the middle of that day. So since part of that day already has the Kedusha, already has the new cycle, so it has some Kedusha, and we'll give it Rosh Chodesh status too.
It has the molad.
The molad is presumably in the middle of day 30, usually.
And the kedusha of the new month starts at the molad.
Yes, he seems to be saying that. Yeah. So his lashon is Avlish onu makachim yom lamed lamed aleph onu makdimu makachim yom lamed et pesh hu zmanu shel kiddush. the real time for Rosh Chodesh is the middle of the day. You just can't make Rosh Chodesh half a day. Pri Chodesh quotes that when he quotes this opinion. Pri Chodesh says, based on the Gemara Megillah, it says, you can be mechadin Chodesh Yom. The Torah says Chodesh Yomim, which means that a month has to be made up of days. You can't have a 29 and a half day month. It has to be either 29 days or 30 days. So, because of that din, we're stuck. We have to have Rosh Chodesh be the next day. But in theory, that day partially should be Rosh Chodesh. Since it should be Rosh Chodesh, we're going to already keep dinim Rosh Chodesh of that day.
But it's not that for the Molad. It's more of a din in the Zman Rosh Kiddush based on the Sod HaIbor.
Meaning when... Why do you say that's not Molad?
Because the Gemara... I mean, meaning... Well, if there are two... If you could either explain that he's talking about the Molad, or you would say that he's talking about the what is it, the 6 or 18 hours after the Molad.
Yeah, what he means exactly is not clear. Whether he means
right.
Visible Molad or... actual Molad, even though you can't see it, it's very often true you can't see the Molad until a whole day after.
You naturally can't see the Molad at the Molad.
You can't see until at least 6 hours. 6 hours is the minimum you can see. Very often, you're much longer. It can be a whole day until you see the moon. It has to be, the moon has to be up also at the right time. It's visible.
Right.
The moon could be down.
Well, that could be his point.
Yeah.
Or it could be the
moon. I think his point is that mathematically, it's already... should be the next month, but we can't do this thing where we have half a day. So the next day is... we have to wait for the first full day of the new month to be Rosh Chodesh, day one of the month, but this day already has some aspect of Rosh Chodesh. Right? He says, Chatzi hayom hu roi liyos l'chodesh haba. Tzrich on l'kadesh l'chodesh haba, who is Mana Kiddush. So basically he has two days. Is it a little differently? Is it in the end? Is this where it is? Somewhere else? There's Chodesh for Kedusha Rosh Chodesh, and there's Zman of for Minyan Hayamim. It's two different days, and that's why we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. It's not because of Suffolk.
His Havamim is like I said earlier.
But he says not because of Suffolk at all. Alright? And that's why that might. So sometimes it's the same day when it's 29 day month, but it's a 30 day month. We have 2 different days, one for when the new moon happens, and one for when we start counting a day. We can't start in the middle of the day counting for days, obviously.
Isn't this like a general like chak here that comes up in the Rishonim about like all these all the things that might be based on like an actual astronomical phenomenon? Like
it's related to this, definitely. This Kibi Armin Chakira here is going to be about whether it's we did Suffolk or we did actually 2 days. Yeah.
No, I meant Akilu, like the...
What other area of Halakha are you talking about where this comes up?
Tu B'Shvat, maybe...
That's an interesting connection. You could say that.
Where else?
In Tu B'Shvat, the Gemara asks about, the Gemara concludes, we go by Tu B'Shvat. But it could be, Gemara asks, maybe that just means 15th day of Tekufas Shvat.
Right.
Meaning, maybe it should be a solar day.
Right.
Gemara rejects the Havamina, but a similar thing, I guess.
Maybe the Adar, like...
I don't know if that connects to this so much.
Ma'aber Shana?
Yeah.
That you'd be Ma'aber if, based on when the...
Tekufa is versus when, like, the crop's growing? Those are different reasons given. Three Simonim. Gemara in your Sanhedrin has three Simonim. For why you would, yeah?
I mean, isn't it also just a crazy, like, or it's a big assumption to assume that, oh, there's like an inyan of Rosh Chodesh just because the cycle of the moon is over.
Yeah, right. You could have said not like that. Meaning, yeah, you easily said, meaning,
it's the first day of the month.
You could be saying only,
Rosh Chodesh.
We can do whatever we want, right? First day of the month, it'd be a day later, right? Right, definitely, right? I mean, is he saying this is Din D'Oraisa? I don't know.
Yeah.
He's saying this is why we have this minhag, because we want people to know that the Molad was today. He's not really explaining why. He only has one little paragraph here, that's all he says. And he says, we're Makdim and Makidshim because it's Zman Rosh Kiddush. He didn't say it's the Molad, he didn't say it's visible. He didn't say because we can do whatever we want when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. He could have said that, he didn't say that.
Right.
You're right. No point. So let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam has a reason. It's not super clear what he means. He says, right? All right, the third source there? All right, fourth source? Second source, because the first one's not on this. All right? Yom Shloshim the Olam Osin Osel Rosh Chodesh. The 30th day is always Rosh Chodesh. Mechashim Day. Sheim Haya Chodesh Avar Chaser. Yeah, Yom Shloshim Rosh Chodesh Chodesh Abba. If it's a 29 day month, then the next day is day one, so that's obviously Rosh Chodesh. Sheim Haya Chodesh Avar Malei. Yeah, Yom Shloshim Rosh Chodesh. Day 30 is also Rosh Chodesh. Hoel Umiktsasa Rosh Chodesh. Beitashlam Chodesh Hamalei Shavar. It's finishing the previous month. Yom Echad Shloshim Rosh Chodesh Abba Umenhu Aminyan. Day 31 is day 1 and Rosh Chodesh for the next month. That's when we start counting, right? Like this week, Like this Sunday is going to be the 30th day of Adar Aleph, and then Monday is Rosh Chodesh again. That's the first day of the month. Right? We're counting to Purim from Monday. Monday is day 1. But day 30 is because it's Miktsasa Rosh Chodesh. So what does that mean? Yeah, what does that mean? Mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh.
It could be like what the Shulah Rid was.
I think exactly what it says. Clearly like the Rid saying, no? Part of it is, what does it mean part of it's Rosh Chodesh? What makes part of it Rosh Chodesh? Meaning part of it's when the Molad happened. He didn't say anything about the Molad in 29 and a half days, length of the moon, but I forget. Shulah Chodesh, I don't know where he gets this from. He just says it's Suffolk. See, that's the Rechana Kanevsky has a piece on the Rambam. He has a piece, Shulah Chodesh, on Shkolim and Kiddush HaChodesh. And he says it's a suffix. What did he say? He says, Yom Tos on the Olam Oisin Osar Rosh Chodesh, Kedesh Lo Yavo Lidei Tos, Tiknu Shiyom Lamed the Olam Rosh Chodesh, Od Kevin Shibizman Shikid Shal Piriya. Why? Because at the time of the Kiddush Al Piriya, how you call Yom HaRishon Mitzapen Eidus Osin Osar Misafik Rosh Chodesh. Right? Like we said from the Tod Olam, which is that since the whole 30th day, they were, maybe the Eidim are going to come. Right? Maybe, what's it called? Maybe the Eidim will come. So, that whole day, Misafik was Rosh Chodesh. Right? So, Lo Shinim Mashahai Osen, Mishir Yom Echad Tamid Rosh Chodesh. Vishlo Marshazek, Kamanis Rabbeinu. She calls it Hol Mukhtasar Rosh Chodesh. She thinks the words Hol Mukhtasar Rosh Chodesh somehow mean, I don't know how he gets that. Because we used to have a Suffolk that we didn't know if the Eidim were coming or not, somehow that's what the Rama means when he says Hol Mukhtasar Rosh Chodesh. I don't know how he gets that from those words. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe he means like what Rashi says in Beit Sadat, say.
About?
That the original Takana was that they would treat the 30th day of Elul as having Kedusha from Shkias HaChama.
Okay.
And then when the Edom would come, then they wouldn't tell everyone to go and do malacha, because then Shana Haba they would be
mizadeh. Yeah, so that's the next word's going to be about that, exactly about that. But yeah, that's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. But yeah, Mishnah Rosh Hashanah is exactly that. But yeah, but I don't think the Rambam is saying, I don't think the Rambam is saying that now. The Rambam says Miktsasa Rosh Chodesh. Part of it is Rosh Chodesh.
So does Miktsasa, you could read Miktsasa Rosh Chodesh like the Red. You could read Miktsasa Rosh Chodesh, and since the first part of it was Rosh Chodesh, then we...
And since they were keeping Rosh Chodesh partially...
Yeah, then we
So excellent. So that's... Yeah, very possible we get it from. Although, meaning there's another Rambam. We see another Rambam that seems to maybe say that. What?
It might not be the most compelling read of the Rambam, but like it's definitely like that would be how you understand.
Yeah. I mean, so let's look at the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, which is, it includes what I think encapsulates what you were trying to say, which is a Mishnah that says we've shown how you make Kavan Eidus Chodesh Kol Yom. Usually, all day 30, you can accept Eidim, right? And then one time the Eidim came late, and it's Kalkul Halavim Bashir. The Rambam says it's Karban. We'll see a little bit. What exactly Kilka was, a different thing. But the point is, we don't want to wait so long to know. We don't want to know which Rosh Chodesh 5 minutes before the sun sets, and then that's the whole Rosh Chodesh, the last 5 minutes. You got to do the Karban Mincha, you got to do the Karban Musaf, and the Karban Mincha after. You got to do what's it called? The right Shira, the Mishnah says. So what's the? They made a Takana not to accept Eidim Kol Mincha. What imbo Eidim in a Mincha Lamal? The Eidim come after Mincha. The whole get Osa Yom Kodesh for the Machar Kodesh. So that day is Rosh Chodesh, and the next is also Rosh Chodesh. No, those both have Kedusha. And then they made a Takana, once there was no longer a Beis HaMikdash, that was no longer needed Takana. That's why it comes up in this parak in the Takanos of Rabbi Yochanan Mazaka. Right? Rashi says, Uzdaf by Rosh Hashanah. Right? Rosh Hashanah have this Gzeira, because what? They would have to, Misafik, not do Malacha all day, as you were saying, right? And then if we decide, you know what? If the Edom came at 4 p.m., and they said it's, fine. If we stop except the Edom at that point and say, you know what? It's too late. Right? Rosh Hashanah will be tomorrow, too late for Edom to come, so we'll allow people to go do work for the last couple hours. In future years, Rashi is a problem because of future years. Maybe no one's going to take seriously the first couple hours of Rosh Hashanah, because they'll say, maybe we'll end up being all waste. Halfway through the day, you'll tell us, you could start doing Malacha, so they'll rely on that, and they'll do Malacha the whole day. Right? And there'll be Mazalzel in what potentially could be actually Rosh Hashanah. Problem for Rashi is, why did the Edom have to come? Right? Imbo Edom, if the Edom come after, we have to be knowing to this day Kedusha and the next day Kedusha. If the Edom don't come at all, it's the same exact problem. Right? You know what I'm saying? If the Edom don't come at all, we'll say, it's not Rosh Chodesh, go home. Right? We'll come back tomorrow for Rosh Hashanah. They'll go do Malacha. And then, if we don't do Malacha, the next year they won't take it seriously. It's like, actually, if the Edom come, we're knowing both days. See the problem?
No, because if the Edom don't come, then obviously you're not.
And then obviously, year, then there'll definitely be Mazalzel next year. Next year no if we say at Mincha time, 3 o'clock, whatever time, 3 p.m., it's not Rosh Hashanah, right? Go do Malacha the next 3 hours. When the sun sets again, it'll be Rosh Hashanah, and then you get to do Malacha, right? So that should be a kill call for future years, whether or not the Aedim actually show up in the next couple hours.
Unless you say that, like, people are going to say, oh, look, like, Aedim even came, and even then they
maybe
didn't care.
So you could say maybe that. I don't know if this makes so much sense, if it's like a Lashonus of Mishnah, that's how they work, but Im Bo Aedim, Ben Mincha Lamal is saying, if they don't come before Mincha, meaning if they come until, because the Lashon is, if they come until Mincha, then good, and if they don't, if they come after Mincha, meaning they didn't come before Mincha. I mean, I don't know why we assume, why are they coming at all? I don't know. You're saying could be good too. Not sure. But yeah. The Rambam seems to clearly says this about any month. Not Rosh is only relevant for Rosh Hashanah, this Takana, right? So the Rambam is relevant for every month. Rambam is talking about when he's talking about the dinim of Kiddush HaChodesh, doesn't say a word about Tishrei or Rosh Hashanah, right? The Rambam's way of saying it, he says, "Im Yigiyu Mincha V'lo Bo Aedim." I'm in the middle there, in the middle of that Rambam. Paragim Alach above, source 6. All right. "Im Yigiyu Mincha V'lo Bo Aedim." Osin Tamid shall Rosh Rabbein Arba'im Imbo Edim and Mincha Lamala Noogim Osa Hayom Kodesh Lamachar Kodesh. Meaning, if they come after, it's not because of a zilzal. Meaning, if they didn't come at all, you wouldn't say today's Rosh Kodesh. The Edim never came all day. It's not Rosh Kodesh. If the Edim came after Mincha, so because of the zil, because of the kilkel of the carbon, we have to do all the dinim of Rosh Kodesh tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Rosh Kodesh, but today is. We're going to treat the rest of the day like Rosh Chodesh. I mean, the Aedim came today. And Din D'Oraisa is today's Rosh Hashanah. Today's Rosh Chodesh, right? And maybe that's what you're saying. I mean, I don't know if this is what you're saying. I want to say a little after what you were saying. Earlier, you were saying maybe because they were keeping Rosh Hashanah until now, Mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. I want to say the opposite. Hol Mitzvah, since the end of the day, could be Rosh Chodesh. That's a reason to keep 2 days Rosh Chodesh, B'zman Hazeh. Because sometimes, even when it was a 30-day month, and the next day was Rosh Chodesh, that day sometimes was Rosh Chodesh too. Because if the Aedim came, the Aedim can come on day 30, and Rosh Chodesh will still be day 31. Make sense?
But why would that have an opinion of Bisman HaZeh?
Yeah, so not sure. I mean, I don't know. But the Rambam says, I'm trying to figure out what the Rambam's words of Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh means. And maybe that's what Shekel Kodesh was latching onto. Since the Aedim would come all day, not the old day they were waiting, and it was like a separate Rosh Chodesh all day. The Aedim can actually come, and part of the day can be Rosh Chodesh, and still the next day is still also Rosh Chodesh. Even in a Chodesh Malay, day 30 can have aspects of Rosh Chodesh, because if the Aedim come, even though it's too late to bring a Karb Mincha, or too late to the Shiro, all those things, we'll do that all tomorrow, there still is Hayom Kodesh Lamacha Kodesh.
But then Bezman said that shouldn't mean Mishad. Then he continues, right? Mishad Harbis Mikdash Sinrabi Yochanam and Zachai Ways.
Then it's no longer a kilkel, so now we can actually have to say Rosh Chodesh.
But then it's really based on the Kiddush Hayom, the Aedim, or the possibility thereof, then it's not Mitzvah Hayom, it's Kol Hayom.
Meaning, what do you mean by Kol Hayom?
Meaning, why would the Rambam then say that whole Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh? Because
I think sometimes, I think he's seeing his reference to that to what used to be. I'm just
sometimes
trying to check out the Kodesh, really.
Sometimes part of the day would be?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what the Shekel Kodesh meant. But Pashtus is what we said before, which is that it's like Tiktos of the Rid. That it's about, it's because the Molad, the middle of that day. Half of that day should be Rosh Chodesh. Makes sense of Rosh Chodesh. Half the day should be Rosh Chodesh. It's ready for the next lunar cycle, right? I couldn't find anything clear enough in the Rambam that says this, but I think that Slach takes this Mishnah that way. Background to that, which is the mission in the beginning of what's it called? So the Gemara in beginning of the fourth parak of Brachos, right? Yeshiva doing Brachos is here. You have to say that, right?
Josh,
right.
He's part of the Yeshiva.
There you go. Josh is part of the Yeshiva. You're good.
Are you part of the Yeshiva?
No. Dude, Subas is here. Either way.
Wait, meaning like in fresh?
In fresh, yeah.
Nice. What are you doing next year? Yeah.
I don't know. Features in a long time. Tosfos says, actually, we're talking about Tashlumin. Tosfos says that if you forget Yalav Yavo at Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, don't say two Marivs that night. Because what are you adding? Right? Meaning, because that night you would say two regular Shmoneh Esrei again? You already said a regular Shmoneh Esrei. And of course, I was Tosfos up to assuming that a regular Shmoneh Esrei, you could say, well, a Shmoneh Esrei without Yalav Yavo is worthless on Rosh Chodesh, so he said Tashlumin, it's like you didn't daven. Tosfos is not assuming that. Tosfos says, if it's Rosh Chodesh and you forget Yalav Yavo, so that night don't say two ma'arevs. Okay. The Tzlach brings down this machlokas between the... What if that night is also Rosh Chodesh? 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Oh. Right? So the Magen Avraham says, okay, that night, so you should say two ma'arevs. Two ma'arevs, both Yalav Yavo, and you'll make up for missing out Mencha, and you'll daven that night tomorrow twice. Okay, great. But Binyan Ariel says, no. Doesn't make any sense. Because... Mimon Avshach, either... Which day is the real day of Rosh Chodesh? Either day one was Rosh Chodesh, in which case tonight you should not be saying Yalav Yavo at all, or day two was Rosh Chodesh, in which case day one you did the right thing but not saying Yalav Yavo.
Assuming it's just did suffer.
Meaning, Mimon Avshach, there's no reason to... You can't miss... You can't say two Yalav Yavos at night and to make up for saying none of the day, because that doesn't make any sense. You can't. They're not both Rosh Chodesh, right? So he's obviously assuming it's Midin Safek.
Yeah.
And we treat it Midin Safek. And then Tzlach says, I'm going to sound like a Magen Avraham, not because of the Rid. He doesn't bring that in. He says, because of this Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. And it's not at all clear how he gets to the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. I got to fill in some blanks here, because I already... The only reason I filled in these blanks because I already thought the Rambam... I was hoping the Rambam would say this, and I didn't really find it in the Rambam so much, but he's... I think he's making the jump. He says... He randomly brings in this our Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. And
how
he says...
find the Tzlach?
I don't remember. It's in my notes.
Notes from what?
From... I don't know. I've been accumulating calendar notes for years now.
Yeah.
And I've been organizing them recently. Starting to things. Where did I find them? How did I find the Tzlach originally? I don't remember. But he says that when we say Hayom Chodesh the end of the Tzlach, Hayom Chodesh Lemachar Kodesh, Machar Kodesh is the next Yom Kodesh Lemachar Kodesh, Hachanam Yaminam came Chol Chodesh Hashanah. First, he proves that it's about all months, not just Tishrei. The Chol Rosh Chodeshim Hem Shnei Yomim Hem Kedusha Achaz Leinin Tzvila. He says, not why, not because of the Rid, but because we say Hayom Kodesh Lemachar Kodesh, because of the Eidim come at the end of the day, they can add Kedusha to Rosh Chodesh today and Rosh Chodesh also tomorrow. That's the reason to say that the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh are connected in the sense they each have the same singular Kedusha. Even it does not apply to Yom Tovim, Yom Tov Sheni Shlagolios. It does not apply. He says that if you were to forget to add like something for Yontif on the first day of Yontif, you wouldn't say two Yontif Shoneshers that night. But you would do for Rosh Chodesh.
Because
that's Midin Safek. That's Safek. Sounds like he's saying a third approach, meaning a little in between. Meaning it's based off Safek, but we don't treat it like Safek. We don't say our 2 days of Rosh Chodesh because either today or either tomorrow. It's Midin Safek. He says we treat it like one long Kedusha, but the source of that is the fact that usually we're in a Sukkot all day long, and the whole fact that you don't have to come late. Yeah?
Do you think it's important that he adds, like, Le'inyan Tefila? Like, why does he need that?
Only for Tefila? I don't know what Le'inyan, like, Afuke, what? I don't know.
Okay.
Kusha Achas is, like, Yom Erechta.
Yeah, it's like Yom Shoshana.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, okay, fine. Now we're going to figure out, like, when have we been doing this? What times in history we've been keeping 2 days of... 2 days of Shkodesh. So, first source that some people point to is on the Haftorah that we're not going to say tomorrow because it's Shkalim, but we would be saying tomorrow if it wasn't Shkalim, which is Machar Chodesh, which we haven't done in a while.
Are we going to read the last couple of seconds?
Some places will do that. I don't know if we're doing that. Do we do that here? I forget.
It's probably in too many
either way.
Books.
What?
It's probably in too many books. No, where's Haftorah for Shkalim?
Haftorah Shkalim is what's it called?
In Medalgan, meaning.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
If it depends on what books.
Yeah, but it's also in Shmuel, no?
What?
It's too long? How quick our Meturgaman is, really.
Right.
That's really the most important thing.
What?
If the Meturgaman is going to finish, then we won't be able to read these Pesukim from Machar Chodesh. Either way, all right, Yonah's son is talking to David. He's like, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. Okay, fine, there's going to be a big meal. A pseudo Rosh Chodesh. And then, okay, fine, the last Pesuk I have on the, in the little section here is Vahim Macharas HaChodesh Hasheni. Right? I mean, there was a pseudo. Alright, just a quick summarize. Yonason says, you gotta watch out, tomorrow we have a big Suda, and David does not show up to the Suda, and Shaul is counting everyone, he's like, David's not here. And it's like, yeah, maybe it's just some, maybe it's Tower, maybe it's Tamei or something like that. Maybe it's a Tzul Yom, or a whole discussion there. Either way, then he said, the next day is, Melachos HaKodesh HaSheni. And he's like, again, why is David not here? He wasn't here yesterday, he's not here today, what's he doing, right? What do you mean, Melachos HaKodesh HaSheni? So, most of the Mepharshim, Rashi, Radak, Matutus all say, and what's it called? It's the second day of the month, right? Not sure why there's a Suda that day, or why he's counting them again that day. Either way, it's a question for there, I'm not sure. Either way, it's the second day of the month. The Targum says it's actually the next month. Alright? What?
It seems like a better read.
Yeah, I mean, the Yerushalmi doesn't like that, we'll see later. But, because it says yesterday. We are here yesterday, it sounds like it's not the
well, maybe Macharas doesn't actually mean yesterday.
Yeah, could be not. Kiyamati Mol Kamiyom. Either way. Probably why they're saying this is because they think Rosh Chodesh, back in the times of the Nevi'im, was one day, right? They were doing Kiddush Al-Firiyah. It's one day Rosh Chodesh, why would it be more than one day? And the Malbim says it was 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Could be, he's saying, 2 days Misafik. Maybe Shaul didn't know it was Rosh Chodesh the first day. Alright? Then I found this Peirush Rabbeinu Yeshaya, it's in the Mikros Gedolos. And he says exactly what we said before, which is that, why is 2 days Rosh Chodesh? Why? They always are 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Why? Shnei Yavim Haya Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh Avar Haya Malay. Kemo Sh'ana Osem Achshav. Mekachim Rosh Chodesh Shnei Yavim. Shlosha Yom. This is where the Lashon was. Right? First day is to be Mekadosh in the right time. The Yom Lam Aleph of Minyana. There's 2 days recorded. There's different dinim. One is for the Kedusha of the right time, and one is for
counting days.
It's the counting the days. Right? Fine. And then I looked it up. Actually, this is the Rid. Rini Shai is Rishai Detrani. He has a Parish Anach, apparently, and this is it.
I thought I found
a friend for the Rid. It's actually the Rid himself.
That's funny.
So that's fun. But either way, he says a little more clearly what the Rid said before. It's himself again. But I didn't realize this after I found this. It's funny. Either way, so he says that, meaning it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and they're a Mikra Din, go with the 2 days Rosh Chodesh in a Chodesh Malay, because the first one is the day that it should be, and the second day is the day we count from. Two different days. Also, just as a question on other people, which might help the Rid, how does Yonasan know tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh? How could you say that? First thing plus I have here.
Well, if it's the 30th day.
Let's say it was day 29, which probably was day 29, based on the fact there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh after. He's like, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. How did you know? How do you know tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh?
Wait.
The Edom are going to come tomorrow, and we'll see if it's tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. How can you ever say tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh? You don't know until the day of.
Meaning, assuming that this is a 2 day Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, meaning, or even if it was 1 day Rosh Chodesh, maybe, how can you know it's tomorrow? Maybe it's going to be today.
Well, if it was the 30th day of a 1 day Rosh Chodesh.
How can you say it's tomorrow? Either it's maybe tomorrow or the next day, or maybe tomorrow or today.
Yeah.
So maybe it's good for the Rid. He says tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, meaning I know tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, maybe it'll be the day after also, but tomorrow's definitely Rosh Chodesh. Either way, so that's that could be fine. There's another Gemara about this, that Gemara about this is actually the same diet. What do you know? Bav Metzia, Nun Testament Beis. What do you know that from? Bav Metzia, Nun Testament Beis is Tanach Shachnai, Lulu Shemayim.
Oh, okay.
The same daf, totally unrelated at all. It's a whole long guide to a lot of other things. It's Reb Lezer still. I don't know that. I forget how it connects. Either way, this whole story is Reb Lezer and his wife, who's Reb Gamliel's sister. And, like, she didn't want him to daven for something. I don't remember all the details. Point is, she was, like, making sure he didn't say Tachanun, right? She was, like, super, like, watchful of him. Mm-hmm. And then she got distracted. You want to ask two opinions why she got distracted. One of them was she didn't realize how long the month was. She was Toa Bein Malay the Chaser.
Uh-huh.
Right? Rashi's, what?
Based Rebbe Gamliel didn't know when Rosh Chodesh
was. Yeah, it's right. Well, next was going to be more like that, Rebbe Gamliel again. But you're right. But yeah, this is Rebbe Gamliel's sister, didn't know what Rosh Chodesh was.
Tokotic.
Excellent. Yeah, that's a good point. Right? Rashi says, what? Rashi says, Svura Haisa Shehei Chodesh Chaser, Vekulab Yom Shloshim. She thought it was going to be a Chaser. And today, and right? Veloy Paul Yom, right? Sorry. She thought it was a Chaser. And Rosh Chodesh was on the day 30. And he's not going to say Tachanan today. Paya Mole, really was a Mole. So the next day Rosh Chodesh, he was able to Tachanan that day. That's how he distracted her and was able to say Tachanan that day. Because she thought it was Rosh Chodesh on day 30. Really, the next day was Rosh Chodesh. But what's Rashi assuming, obviously? That he was saying Tachanan on day 30 because it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. As in, we don't say, at least in the time of the Tanayim, according to Rashi, we didn't say that day 30 is also Rosh Chodesh.
Wait, but is anyone saying that it would be every single month there would be a 2 day Rosh
Chodesh? Not every single month, but in the Rashi's example, it would be 2 day Rosh Chodesh. Right? Rashi, it was day 30, and she thought it's Rosh Chodesh today, and it really wasn't. Because the next day was Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
So he said Tachanan that day, knowing that it was Rosh Chodesh, yeah?
Wait. Which, are we talking about the 30th day? Or
talking
the
about day 30.
Day?
30. Day 30. Well, actually, I think it's day 30.
But it's the morning.
Yeah. I mean, how does he know the Edom are going to come that day?
Yeah.
Maybe he knows when the Molad is, which is what Gamliel says later on. Yeah. The Rambam talks about this, how it was always a suffix. The Rambam says in the very beginning of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh that we only sat, basically only sat and listened for Edom if they knew based on their calculation that the moon was possibly visible that day.
What?
Some months they would know. It's never not. They knew it's impossible. So they wouldn't even wait for Edom. So that could be what's going on here.
I thought the whole shtick was that if Edom comes, even if it's not true, you still do it.
You're right.
How'd she get
meaning
it wrong?
Some months they would want it to be earlier, so they could. What's that? Even if not. What?
How'd she get it wrong if it was no?
I don't know. She didn't know. I don't know. She didn't know. I don't know. Someone didn't know something here. Someone did know something here. But you're right. The Ram Shif says Rashi could have not said this here easily. Rashi could have said, I'm not going to inside. But anyway, Ram Shif says that Rashi could have just said it was day 31. Right? And she thought it was day one of the month, and really it was day two of the month. Because there, even as on as that, we wouldn't say day 31 is Rosh Chodesh in a Chodesh Chaser. Right? I mean, he's assuming, the Maharam Shif is saying, he could have said, and Rashi is going out of his way to say, if it's Mana tonight, we didn't do 2 days Rosh Chodesh. And the Maharam Shif is saying, well, how do you know? Maybe not necessarily. Okay, fine. I don't know much to say about that.
But if it's Rashi, then she tells us.
This is one of my things that I think Rashi thinks, a couple of sources, we'll see later on more sources about this. Rashi seems to think that day 30 is not a dinner Rosh Chodesh. If it's a Melech. At least not back then. Okay? Another Gemara Gamliel in Rosh Hashanah. There's a story here. The Gemara is talking about the length of a month, and the Gemara says, "Pam achad is kasher shemayim ba'avim v'nirath demus levana ba'esra mishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmish Oh, very good. Yeah, could be.
That because there's a hefsek in the takana, that's why there is enough gemina for it's rashi in beitza.
Yeah.
That in Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz you had a continuous like keeping of sheni because there is never a hefsek, but in Eretz Yisrael there is a transition between yes and no. So then the minhag there might be for Roshana, so the minhag might be different.
Yeah.
I love the minhag of the Mechlokas
going. Yeah, you're right. Good point.
So,
okay.
My sorry, my point was, they're in
Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, sure. So meaning, in Bavel, they were really mesuplak. They might have to.
Right. Meaning, it could be.
How serious is the no tachanan on Rosh Chodesh rule that you have to not say either day, even in all months?
Well, no, my point was that it could be that this story is not a rhyme.
Yeah.
Anything.
Because they're in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's a good point. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara Roshana has a story about Rabbi Gamliel, and it's not the Gemara. I don't know if anyone talk about this. What exactly details? I don't think are clear. The Gemara says that one time, the Brisa says one time there was this like the clouds on the day 29. It's pretty clear that it was on the 29th day. Definitely not Rosh Chodesh, right? I can't have a 28 day month. The moon looked kind of like the clouds are kind of like a new moon, and people got confused by that. People thought it was maybe Rosh Chodesh. So what did they do? They wanted to make Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbi Gamliel said no. He says, "Ein chedusha levana pchusa me'esram tisha yom mechza shloshein shlisha yeshav shivim v'shalach halakim." This is the source for the exact length of a lunar month being 29 days, 12 hours, 793 halakim, right? Or 29.53059 days in a month. Okay. So, well, meaning he's saying it's not recorded. Meaning
that's how it used to.
Are you saying it changed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But yeah.
Wait, what?
I don't think
meaning
it changed.
That he got it wrong. You're saying?
No, the moon got slower.
Well, I don't know. I still look at the moon in Rosh Chodesh. I still see a new moon in Rosh Chodesh. You don't see a new moon in Rosh Chodesh every month? We haven't changed our system, and yet every month I look at the moon.
The Molad Hanamiti, the Molad Hanamiti, the Molad Hamsayer is supposed to coincide every Shlaim, but never really anymore. It drifted over to like Afghanistan.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's only a couple hours. Because, two-thirds of a second, but, up to the course of the last, 2 days.
Either way. That's the source. Either way. So then what happened? So what happened? So he wanted everyone to know it's not Rosh Chodesh. So he said, Ben Zuz's mother died that day. And Rabbi said, I'm going to make a huge hesped for her. Not because she deserved the hesped. Chas v'shalom.
So I'm sure everyone is not Rosh Chodesh.
It's been a good, I don't know. I always wonder about this hesped itself. What do they say? They have nothing to say about her. They just had to we just wanted to show everyone it's not Rosh Chodesh, so I'll make a big hesped. It's like a permit spiel. Hesped for Ben Zos's mother. We're just doing this to prove that it's not Rosh Chodesh, but I don't know. You should stick with it. I don't know. Point is, what's going on here? Meaning, it's not clear from the Gemara is not clear on anyone talking about this. Meaning, was this on day 29 or day 30? Was it day 29? People thought, 28 day month, because look, the new moon today, it was really a cloud. And he's like, no, that's ridiculous. Months are never 28 days. Because look, I know the Kabbalah is that it's 29 and a half days, so we always do either 29 days or 30 days. So on day 29, they did a Bavadi Narosh Chodesh, he made a big hesped that day? Or is he saying, no, I know when the Molad is, I know when the last Molad was, and I know that it's actually not the Molad yet, and I know that since it's 29 and a half or whatever, why does he give the exact number? Probably because he's saying, no, I know this month should be a mole. I just know that. Because when the molad was last month, the molad was this month. So you think you saw the moon on day 29, we should make day 30 Rosh Chodesh. We saw the moon way early. And maybe they wanted that day to be Rosh Chodesh. The day that, in theory, could have been Rosh Chodesh. And he's telling them, no, I have a Kabbalah. I know when the Molad is. It's not till tomorrow. So then he made a Hesped on day 30 to prove it's not Rosh Chodesh. Which, not clear from the Gemara which one it is. And if it's the second one, then that's a source for what? Doing a Hesped on day 30, which, if it's Manazet, we would say is Rosh Chodesh. Even though it's not really Rosh Chodesh, we wouldn't make a Hesped. Right? You're not going to do a Hesped on Sunday this week. Right? Even though it's not Rosh Chodesh, because we call it Rosh Chodesh. So I'm not sure which one we're going to. Maybe Gamaliel is trying to make a big stand. He's going against that din. I don't know. I'm not clear from this. There's this Yerushalmi that has a story about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would make a suda.
Does this come up in any of Megillah's time? It's like this in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah Megillah.
This story of Rabbi Yochanan?
Right here. Well, no, the Megillah's Tainus, Gemaras. There's one of
them. Well, what are you asking about? The story about Rabbi Yochanan?
No.
It's the previous thing.
What? No, just the point about the day before. In the Megillah's Tainus, Gemaras, there's one of the cases about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And it's in Megillah's Tainus.
Oh, a day that you can't fast because the day before is Kodesh, after Kodesh. Oh, because of Malay.
And then the Gemara says,
maybe it could be a Malay, something like that. And it could be a 30 day month, and that's why. Like day 28.
I think that was, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right.
So then it seems like the only reason why you wouldn't be able to fast on that day is because the next day is Rosh Chodesh, but not because it's Rosh Chodesh.
Interesting. Here. Yeah, good point. You're right. That's a good point. That's another proof that maybe they didn't have an Isra Hesped on day 30. Good point. You're right. I don't have that, but good point. So there's this Yerushalmi Tanis that says, that quotes this Pasuk, our Pasuk from Makar Chodesh, right? Right? It's Makar Chodesh Hashani. So that's the proof for Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan do? Rabbi Yochanan would have a big Suda when it was a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. He would gather everyone together. They would do a Suda. They would start on day 30, right? And they would have a whole, what's it called? Day 30, they would have, they would eat a suda before Shkia, and they would keep the suda going until nighttime, and then they would, and that would be the suda. And the Pnei Moshe explains why, because they wanted to be able to have the suda of Rosh Chodesh and be able to say, Yalav Yavam Imanav Shach. So if you start before, and you keep eating through, and the night falls, then you keep eating, and then you bench, then you can say, Yalav Yavam Imanav Shach. Which is a little strange. I mean, it sounds like he's saying it's definitely misafik, right? I mean, it's not kedusha achas. It's not like the Rid was saying. They both have if and Rosh Chodesh. It's like we're not sure which day Rosh Chodesh is. So if you do a suda that starts before and it starts at like right before Shkia and ends after Shkia, which is weird because like why did you bring a pusik for that? The pusik. I mean, what I think he's saying is that the way Pnei Moshe explains the Gemara is that the Gemara says that Shaul was making two sudas misafik. So a proof that we do two sudas in Rabbi Yochanan would make this long suda to account for that. I want to start this. It's like a minhag. Sudas for Rabbi Yochanan we do on Sunday. Right, we're changing the clocks this week, so Shki is at like 7 o'clock. Have like a big suda. I want to make like a big thing out of it. We have like a Sefer Torah and like Mr. Shmuzes. It'd be like a once every 2 month thing where you have like a big suda. So every 2 months we have a 2-day Rosh Chodesh and you have like a suda that stretches from before Shkia to like Seis and you call it Sudas for Yochanan and we say Yalav Yavo. I think it'd be a good minhag to start.
Meter there.
I would have fun doing this. I don't know. Put on the month.
What was it? When was it in Gush where they did the opposite and they were like freaking out and they were like, you guys have to eat this meal?
It was probably Shal Shedis, no?
Yeah, he was like, you guys have to eat this meal in like 17 minutes.
Also, what if it's
off? This should be a raya.
This should be a raya
that if you start the suda on Rosh Chodesh that you could say Yavo.
Yeah.
Because otherwise there's only Manav Shach.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the problem is different. There's also a Tartar accessory problem of having a benching with saying Yalav Yavo when it's not Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's a different problem. That's the reason why people say are really remarkable when it's Shabbos going to Rosh Chodesh finish eating before because they don't want to have a Tartar accessory problem of having a benching with both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo if they don't have the overlap. But this is, I think, I don't think Rabbi Yochanan thinks on Shabbos. So I don't think it's a problem here. But you're right. Either way, maybe it's something fine. So I want to start this new minute called to this Rabbi Yochanan, and it's going to be awesome. We're doing it every month. Okay. Favorite mucker from this whole thing. Okay, Rav Hanan. In the very end of the fourth parak of Brachos, he says... Okay, we'll finish this. Okay? He says, Tav v'lo hisker shavash chodesh arvis eim achzir nasa. Let's say you forget Yalav Yavo... Famously, we say we forget Yalav Yavo at Marav on Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to go back and say Shmoneh Esrei again. Why? Fish ain't based in Mekadosh the Chodesh Elavayom. Right? Rosh Chodesh really starts the daytime. There's a din that when basically Mekadosh has to be the daytime. They can't do it at night. They see the Edom come, they have to wait till the morning. See the moon at night, they wait till the morning. Here they eat us again, or whatever it is. Maybe whatever it's called. Something. But they have to announce Mekadosh at the daytime. So basically, it can't be Rosh Chodesh at night. So if today's day 29, so tonight's Rosh Chodesh, let's say. So it's not really Rosh Chodesh in the morning. That's when based on what announced it, it's not really Rosh Chodesh yet. So you don't say, you should be to say all the other. But if you forget, you don't have to go back. That's Rav Din. And then a Maimar says, Mistavrim, you'll say the Rav Chodesh Malay. Chodesh Chaser, Machzir Nosel. That makes sense if it's Chodesh Malay. But if it's Chaser, we'll explain in a minute what this means. If it's Chaser, you should go back. And I'm really Rosh Chodesh, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Michte. Rav time. Rav said the reason. The reason is, in based in Mekashin, it's Chodesh Belayla, right? In El Bayom, right? Malay Chaser, Malay Chaser. What does that do with Chaser and Malay? Whatever day Rosh Chodesh is, based on when announced, the daytime, so there's no Rosh Chodesh at night, right? So what's going on here? So Rashi explains, Chodesh Malay, Ksha Chodesh Avar Malay, and the previous month was Malay, meaning we have a 2 day, and Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, so you could say it the next day, because the next day is Rosh Chodesh Gamor, Yoser Min Arishon, meaning, basically, he's not talking about day two, he's talking about day one of the fake day, really, day 30, the day that shouldn't really be Rosh Chodesh, right? The next day is Rosh Chodesh Gamor. Right? The next day is really Rosh Chodesh. So basically, it's not really Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, tonight's not Rosh Chodesh. Tonight's not really Rosh Chodesh. So you say, oh, yeah, but you forgot it. It's okay. Do it tomorrow. Well, today's Rosh Chodesh. Maybe it's only a Suffolk. It's only a Zecher. So it's not really Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. So tomorrow you should say, oh, yeah, you can rely on tomorrow. Right? Maybe a Maimar and a Rashi are the locus of our whole Sugya. Ravashi's saying, like the Rid, which is that both days have a Kedusha. So, and the Kedusha starts at daytime. It's a din from Rav that Kedusha Rosh Chodesh does not really chal at night. Alright, so you have 2 days, if you have 1 day or 2 days, whichever one, it's the whole day. So, each time, at night, you forget it, okay, whatever. But in the daytime, if you forget Yalav Yavu, you shouldn't say it again, because those 2 days are Rosh Chodesh. 2 days make our din of Rosh Chodesh. And Rav Ashi is saying, no, the first day is just Misafik, the second day is real din. And it's a Chumrah also, because if it's not, If it's only Suffolk, the second day is a full day of Rosh Chodesh, even at night, right? And if it's a Chaser, then that's the day of Rosh Chodesh. We're not doing Kiddush Al-Pi Ra'iyah anymore. I mean, I think what's important to notice here is that who's talking in this Gemara? Rav gave the original statement, and then a Maimar and Rav Ashi. What changed between Rav and a Maimar and Rav Ashi? Super, super big. I think very important difference between kiddush, right? Meaning, let's start today. Ram tells us, right? Abayi and Rava is when we started having kiddush al pi cheshbon. Our current calendar system started then. Amaymar and Ravash and Ravashi are late on Marayan that lived in that time. Rav lives in a world of kiddush al pi ra'iyah, so it makes sense. He says nighttime is not Rosh Chodesh. Even if you know it's Rosh Chodesh, they're not going to say Mekudesh till the morning, right? Even day two, probably. He's saying, right? Even if you know it's Rosh Chodesh, it's not really Rosh Chodesh yet. Whatever. It's not Rosh Chodesh yet. But Rav Ashi and Abayim are trying to figure out what we do with Zman Hazeh. I know it's Rosh Chodesh. I can know months in advance when it's Rosh Chodesh is, right? We already know Sunday, Monday is Rosh Chodesh. This week, right? Yeah. We have a set calendar. So Rav Ashi says, Abayim says that there's a real day of Rosh Chodesh. That's day one of the month, whichever day it is, right? And day 30 in a Malay is just a silly, it's like a Zecher for when we used to be the Kiddush Al-Pi Ra'iyah. So that day is not really Rosh Chodesh. But whatever day really is Rosh Chodesh, you no longer can rely on Rav. You can only rely on Rav when it's a Zecher, the Kiddush Al-Pi Ra'iyah. But the actual day of Rosh Chodesh no longer starts from the daytime, it starts at night. Because we have a set calendar. A set calendar is about the whole day. And that set calendar tells us Rosh Chodesh is the whole day, even at nighttime. Who cares what Beis Din doesn't announce in the morning? We're not using Beis Din anymore. Right? And I think, also, the question, it's better, because why only nighttime? If you want to say, Rosh says, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh Gamor, today is not, right? Then why not Shacharis and Mincha? If I forget Rosh Chodesh and Shacharis on Sunday, I should be good. Why? Because now Rosh Chodesh Gamor. No. There's two different types of days, according to Rashi, I think, explaining a Maimar.
Yeah.
There's the first day, which is a Zecher L'Kiddush Al-Pi Ra'iyah, in which case we'll only apply that to the daytime. In the daytime, even when based in all the Kaddish, the Chodesh only was the daytime. So, Bisman said, we want to have a Zecher to that Suffolk. That Suffolk only during the daytime. The day time they could have been Kaddish, the Chodesh. But the second day of Rosh Chodesh is not a Zecher to the Suffolk. It's a real Rosh Chodesh. And that real day is done Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. And that Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon is even at night. And if it's a one day Rosh Chodesh, then the whole day is Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. So, it's all at night. That's what's going on here. That's probably how Ravemar responds to Ravashi, right? And explain that. Okay, Tosis here is really going on. This is going on Rav. Tosis is not going on Rav. It's going on not in the main Ravashi. The first part. He says that Emach Zirnoso was only if it was a chaser, right? Because based it has to announce for the next morning, right? When Rav says don't go back, that's talking about a 29-day month. So at night, if you're out of level, it's fine because Bethan didn't announce it yet. But in a 30-day month, you can't do that. Why? Because what is the Mishnah, the next Makar? The Mishnah talks about announcing Mekudash, right? You announce Mekudash on day 30, right? And the Mishnah says the next day you don't announce Mekudash. It's a Machlokas in the Mishnah. But the Gemara said, the Mishnah says you don't announce Mekudash the next day. Why? Because Kivar could choose Shemayim, right? And I... even according to the opinion, say Mekudash on the next day, that might not be what does Kiddush Kodesh. It could be Mekudash to announce what people know is Rosh Kodesh, but really, the Kiddush of Rosh Kodesh happens at nighttime. Because the first day, basically it says Mekudash, the Edom are coming all day, so except the Edom, it's Rosh Kodesh, they don't, it's not Rosh Kodesh, and at night, no matter what, it's Rosh Kodesh, you can't do it the next day, you can't have a 31-day month. So the Edom don't come, that night is Rosh Kodesh. So Tosfos says, I think Tosfos is connected, Tosfos doesn't say it outright, but Tosfos is saying, Kivar Kachu Shemayim means that you don't say, it's irrelevant that based on announcing Mekudash in the daytime, it's only relevant in day one, not on day two. So 30-day month, you can't do that anymore. Okay, that's that. That's interesting here. Okay, fine. One more piece, just because I think this is what's going on here. And this is like, different piece. This Gemara has, that Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Das, what's it called? In the second paragraph there, that Gemara has that at Machlokas, but whether you say Mekudash on the second day or not, because make Kvar Kachu Shemayim, right? It's already Rosh Chodesh. So what's the point in saying Mekudash on the next day? The Gemara has two more opinions. One opinion says you only say Mekudash on the second day. Only if it's a 30-day month. On day 31, you announce Mekudash, but not on day 30. And the other opinion, you don't announce either one. Because he says, Shana Matam Mekadash, Eva Atam Mekadash, Kadashim. You announce years for Yovel. Yovel, you have to say Mekudash. You don't say Mekudash in Yovel, it's not Yovel. But for months, you don't have to announce it. Which, the way most Rishonim have explained this Gemara is that really, all three opinions, except for the first opinion, you have to announce both days, agree to this point. You don't have to announce it. The only reason you're announcing it is to be mechazik. Just tell people it's Rosh Chodesh. And that, because the most perplexing shita here is the second one, that third one, which is you announce the second day, not the first day. What does that mean? If it's day 30, you don't announce Mekudash. If it's day 31, you do announce Mekudash, even though it has to be that day. It's too late, right? Once it's not the first day, it's got to be the second day. Once it's not day 30, it's got to be day 31, right? So why would, right? So Rashi says because that day is a little more rare, or it's not the right time, so it needs chizik. But really, I mean, like, you have to be mechazik, people say it's Rosh Chodesh. Remind people it's Rosh Chodesh. People would assume, for whatever reason, by default, it's day 30. I don't know why that is. But, so those are little things. Like, you have to announce the next day. Why is that? Right?
So that's the more the real day.
Meaning day one doesn't need to announce it, but basically you're saying, announcing doesn't really do anything. The Tosefta has a different lashon. It says day one doesn't need to announce. Why? Because Kvar Kidshu Chodesh Lefanav. The previous month is already Mekadosh. What does that mean? The Shari Mincha there says, it's one of my favorite makaras for, it's totally changed the whole world on calendars. He says there that because a month is 29 and a half days, so day 30 is already part of the previous month. Right? So it's already got the kedusha of the previous month. When it's a 30-day month, it's been 30 days since the last Rosh Chodesh, more than 29 and a half days, so I've already lost the kedusha, which, by the way, I think is cool because it means that when you say Mekudash on Rosh Chodesh, it's not, oh, today's Rosh Chodesh. It's the whole month, exactly. Meaning, this month has kedusha, which, by the way, I think explains how we say Mekadosh is Shabbos, because Shabbos is Kfiyah V'Kaimah, but we say Mekadosh is Shrel of Hasmanim, right? Because we are Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh, which is Mekadosh, what does that mean? We're Mekadosh today, Rosh Chodesh, and then 2 weeks later is Pesach? No, when I say Mekudash, we're Mekadosh the entire month. And even a month, 2 weeks later on Pesach.
Doesn't that come out of, like, Rashi and other fasts?
Not that I'm aware of, but very possible. I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Not that I'm Rashi's about Bobby, he dies pretty soon. Yeah, what? Yeah,
I kind of thought, I mean, I didn't say it because I thought it was stupid, but I kind of thought that was what Rambam was saying in Source
2.
Hoil Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh, keep reading. V'yet Tashlum HaChodesh HaMelei Sha'avar.
Yeah.
Like, why is that important? That it's like the Tashlum of the Chodesh HaMelei Sha'avar.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like a similar...
Meaning, you're just finishing it. Meaning, the whole Mitzvah, you're just finishing the previous...
Could it be the Mitzvah was the first half?
I think it's like the flip, but also the same. Meaning, like the Rid said, since the... last half of the day is Rosh Chodesh, right? It's really should be Rosh Chodesh. It's got Kedusha.
But here he might be
saying the first half of the day
is that
we have to Mikudash on Rosh Chodesh that lasts for 29 and a half days. So that goes into day 30. So that day has Kedusha. Day, so if I have a mole, I need to say Mikudash. If I have a chaser, I don't need to say Mikudash because I can piggyback on last month's Kedusha. If I have multiple in a row, it sounds like. I have multiple 29, if I have a few 29 day months in a row, I don't need to say Mikudash for each of those days. Why? Because each one month is linked to the previous month. In the sense, the Kedusha from one month lasts out to the next month when it's a 29 day month.
So you think that's another possibility of Miksaso?
I think, not out of the realm. I think that our Rosh Chodesh system, whether on purpose or by accident, does that. Because think about it, we never go 29 days without Rosh Chodesh. Because day 30, being some months we have 29 day months, that's good. That latches on, links on, 29 and a half days, 29 and a half days, right? And it's the 30 day month, we have an extra day of Rosh Chodesh in there. So we don't have a Beis Din, as Mana said. How can you have Kedusha Rosh Chodesh without a Beis Din? Right? Different answers given. Right? But maybe it's based on Rosh Chodesh all the years ago. We had some Hedrin.
Oh.
And it lasts 29 and a half days. And then we had a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. So once you always have a 1 or 2-day Rosh Chodesh, we've ensured our system of having 2 days Rosh Chodesh ensures that you never go 30 days without Rosh Chodesh.
Start the fire.
That's how we can link all the way down. Maybe that's another reason for why we have 2-day Rosh Chodesh in Kodesh Mali, to ensure that we never go a full month without Kedusha. We lose that Kedusha. We need a Hedron and a base to start that Kedusha, and that chain continues because we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. That's my suggestion to what's going
on. Yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan had 2 days Rosh Chodesh.
Yochanan had 2 days Rosh Chodesh, yeah.
So that means that even before...
When
they were being Mekadosh Al Piri, yeah, they weren't really being Mekadosh.
Talmud Rabbi Yochanan is less into the idea. That's why he had a long Suda. Like, I'm not sure what David Rosh Chodesh is. He didn't think it was really both days. So it's got to be one or the other.
So you think that with Kvias...
I think Rabbi Yochanan is the biggest proof to the Suffolk.
You think that with Kedush Al Bichashbon, they changed the Okviya of the...
Meaning, Kedush Al Bichashbon, they needed a way to keep the Kedusha going from month to month, so they have a 2-day Rosh Chodesh to ensure that all our months... We always go 29 days Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Chodesh. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows on the calendar that, like, if this month Rosh Chodesh, either day is going to be Sunday, Monday, Nisan will be Tuesday, right? Iyar will be Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
Sivan will be Friday. Talmud will be Shabbat Sunday. He's on the gas forever. You never skip a day of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah only count day one, because day two is not really Rosh Chodesh. Right? But if you know that, you always remember very easily when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. You can do a whole year's calendar in your head very quickly like that. As long as you know which day, how long each month is, it's a little tricky to put the Kislev extra day. But if you know that, you can figure out. But looking like that, we don't skip days of Rosh Chodesh. Never have like Rosh Chodesh on a Shabbat 3 months in a row. So it goes in order of the days. And that could be a cool trick to remember, or you could say, no. That's what keeps the Kedusha going, because we always go 29 days from Rosh Chodesh or day of Rosh Chodesh to day of Rosh Chodesh. At minimum. Maybe that's the idea that you should go with that.
Okay.